Hello, everybody. This is John Newcomb again. I'm here in Soho, walking in a beautiful and incredible New York City. I had a crazy idea. As you, some of you know, I live in Garden City out in Long Island in Nassau County here in New York. And it's a really cool place. Kind of a bubble, upper middle class, highly Republican, well off, community, a village of, beautiful homes, very green. It's really a nice place to raise a family. We have, an old building there. Originally, it was a school for boys called St. Paul's. And there was a school, St. Mary's, for girls, and a school for boys named St. Paul's. St. Mary's was actually, they went bankrupt. I believe it was Episcopalian. And they went bankrupt, and they sold girls' school before they closed the boys' school, and a number of developers bought that, and I believe they made like three homes, very large homes, in there in Garden City. As the boys' school closed, I think the city or the village at that time didn't want the same thing to happen that happened in St. Mary's, so they bought the property a lot larger, the village took it over. But the building was old, and instead of putting it to use, and I know they thought about putting the admin offices there and some of the other village offices there, but they didn't do that. So they just boarded it up, and they used the playing fields, and it's been boarded up for years, probably, I'm going to guess, 18, 20 years that it's been boarded up. The issue is that there have been a number of attempts to try to find a use for it, whether it's leasing it to somebody, selling it to somebody and having them put some condominiums there, maybe a combination retail and condominiums. It's a very large complex. So anyway, I think what they're practicing right now is an idea that is done all over the world, which is demolition by neglect. In other words, you have one group that's all for preserving the building, and you have another group that's all about tearing it down. And, it's really, really sad, but the truth is that neither one's going to win unless somebody else comes in and kind of mitigates between the two opposing sides. So been going on for years, and it's just sitting there, and it's slowly falling apart. And I think those who are trying to perform the demolition by neglect are winning the game right now. Now, recently, in the last month, there's been some movement about using the facility, restoring the facade, and building a mixed-use sports and community center for Garden City. You know, that all sounds really good, with the exception that it's not the right use. You know, they're talking about putting a hockey rink there. They're talking about having a covered swimming pool. All kinds of very large facility, which is not going to go because it can't be supported by the village itself. So that would mean that you're going to have outsiders coming in. So it seems to me to be another decoy or another way of sort of proposing something, paying somebody to do some drawings, and then putting it out there, and it becomes a dialogue for the next 3 to 5 years. By then, the building has further deteriorated. And at some point it'll be condemned, and then, then it's easy to say we have to demolish it for the sake and well-being of our citizens. So anyway, last night, and I've been talking to some friends about this, and last night I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, oh my God, I've got to do something. There's got to be something I can do. So I actually emailed Tim Cook of Apple. And, you know, he's got a public email address. So anyway, there is a one in, I don't know, a million chance that he'll respond. But I said, hey, why don't you do something in the East Coast that's the complete opposite of what you've done on the West Coast? And take into consideration the green factor, take into consideration the stored energy that's there in that existing building, and convert it into a research and development facility for Apple with some other uses that can be tied to community and investigation, you know, by universities anyway, I can go on. It's, I think, an incredible idea, but that's what the building needs. You know, a project that size needs to have someone come in and just blow everyone's ideas, you know, out of the water and just sort of say, hey, here's something that's completely unique. So I'll keep you and everyone up to date on whether I get a response from Tim Cook. That would be news in itself, okay? And two, maybe, let me think with the same approach, is this something maybe Google is interested in? You know, they're moving into the Playa project in L.A., and what used to be the old Howard Hughes Spruce Goose warehouse facility. They've been working on that for a number of years. That's done. They're moving into that space this fall. And my understanding is that it's really, really cool space. And Playa Vista, which we recently toured in L.A., is a really, really unique project that has what I would consider to be a unique set of circumstances, very Californian, but which is bringing, I would say, life to a community, you know, that has other offices, as well as schools and cultural activities and people living in residence, living there. So in a project called Playa Vista, maybe in another cast, I'll talk about that project. So let's kind of keep our fingers crossed that Mr. Cook decides that, hey, I have an interesting idea. Or maybe just tell me, hey, you're crazy, but thanks for sending the email. And hopefully he doesn't ignore me. They say that he reads a lot of his emails, so hopefully he reads this one. Anyway, thank you, everybody, and I'll be doing this again probably tomorrow, again here from New York City. You all take care. Best.